Public hearings kick off today for the latest revision of rules on how best to manage Mauna Kea. HPR's Ku'uwe Hirishi joins us live in the studio this morning. Hi.
That's right. Good morning, Catherine. Yes, so this is the second round for folks who might remember. The first round was sort of late in September of 2018. So that initial public round of hearings got a lot of testimony. I think more than 100 of folks went ahead and testified. And so they want to, Board of Regents wants to sort of refine these rules and make sure that they are hearing from all stakeholders. So they're going forward with another round that starts tonight. I got to talk to Doug Simons. He's an astronomer up on Mauna Kea and has been for several decades now. He's the director of the Canada-France Hawaii Telescope. A couple of weeks ago, I actually went on a tour of Mauna Kea to sort of see what changes might have been happening on the mountain. And he said, you know, prior to this, there are no actual rules that rangers can use to enforce any sort of parking or with all the increases in tourism on the mountain, those sorts of things. And public safety is kind of his concern and a big concern for those who work on the mountain day after day. This is what he had to say.
Yeah, I think Wild Wild West is a good description of it. You know, I've seen everything from hikers to people on bicycles looking like they're about to pass out. You know, a lot of people that are up there, they're, as I said before, tourists, and they simply don't understand the risks of high-altitude driving and the environment and how harsh it is up on the summit of Mauna Kea. And I've watched that for, you know, 30 years now.
So he's saying long overdue in terms of having actual rules in place to sort of empower these rangers to do something about, you know, folks that may not be going up. One rule, for example, a draft rule that's in there proposes four-wheel drive vehicles past Halepōhaku, which is 8 miles from the summit, but sort of that mid-level facility where you can use a restroom before you get up to the summit. So if these rules do go into place, that would be something that would change. You would need a four-wheel drive vehicle to get past Halepōhaku and go to the summit, because right now he's seeing, you know, the Mustangs and the convertibles going up there with really no understanding of how the weather can change instantly up there.
Right, and he is right about the high altitude sickness, because I've been up there and a colleague of mine, I think, really got affected and just couldn't think straight.
No, that's exactly, and it's something that astronomers and folks up in these telescopes actually do, are familiar with, having been there for so long. But another group sort of closely watching the outcomes of these hearings are those who are protesting the development of further development of Mauna Kea, specifically with the 30-meter telescope. Keloha Pishoda, president of Mauna Kea Anaina Ho, got to speak to her on the phone to sort of pick her brain on this latest draft round, because the initial round of public hearings, actually, most of the testimony that went through from the public had to do with whether or not these rules were going to impact the ability of these groups who would like to protest up on the mountain, if it's going to impact their ability to do so. And the rules that are in place don't directly say you cannot protest or anything like that. But there are some rules. For example, you need to apply for a permit if you're going to have a group assembly of more than 10 folks up on the mountain. And that requires, you know, takes time to get that permit in. You don't know when something's going to happen. For example, if the 30-meter telescope is beginning construction and whatnot, sending stuff up, those protesters would then need to go ahead and apply for a permit, wait for the approval, and then actually have their assembly done. That's something Pishoda sort of has, a bone to pick with.
The point is really the state needs to prove why it needs to be regulated. But they're putting the burden on us to defend ourselves. So if someone gets cited up there, they're going to have to carry the cost of proving that they were innocent here, you know? And that's shifting the burden onto the citizens of Hawaii.
So that, you know, that's another group that's going to be watching this closely. This second round, what will happen after this? So we've got meetings starting tonight in Manoa, Big Island tomorrow and Wednesday, and then Maui on Friday, which is the deadline. Midnight on Friday is the deadline for public testimony. But so far, Jesse Suki, Assistant General Counsel up at UH, and who's been very involved in the administrative rules process, has said that they are surprised right now because they haven't received as many as much testimony as they did in that first round. So here's Suki.
As of today, we haven't had as many comments, that's for sure, as we had the last time. So that may be an indication that, folks are generally okay with what is out there. But, you know, it could change as we get through the rules process. We might get more comments.
That's right. So I guess the two big issues that I've heard from folks on is public safety in terms of rules. It's going to be public safety and just overall access to the mountain. A bulk of the rules that haven't really gotten a lot of, attention have to deal with commercial activity, which is also increasing on the mountain. The last time I was up there, I came down after sunset. Well, the entire ridgeline where all the telescopes are, there were cars from pretty much any open spot to get a shot of the sunset and coming down the mountain, huge caravans of tourist commercial operators up there. So there are rules in there that will limit their activity and sort of have rules that will allow the, like I said, the rangers and other law enforcement officers to actually cite folks.
Right, and I know there was that controversy with the skier that went down there and posted the video on social media.
That's right. So recreational activity, as you will. Skiing is not prohibited under these new rules, but there are designated areas, and I think that was sort of the initial protest with that, what was happening there.
I just wonder, though, with some of these protest groups, if even though we have these rules, they're just going to break them, you know, civil disobedience, free speech.
Yes. No, I think that that's going to be a big something to watch as these rules sort of take place. So coming up next, the Board of Regents will, after all the testimony is gathered, if any of the rules need to be changed, they will be, and then go before the Board of Regents next month in July. And it's up to the Board of Regents. They can approve it on the spot, they can defer the decision, or they can ask for another round of public hearings. So there are multiple opportunities before the rules actually take place to continue to voice your opinion.
Okay, so we'll see what happens this week and what other testimony they get.
That's right. Thank you, Catherine.
All right. That was HPR's general reporter, Kuvehi Reishi. You can find her reports and information about the hearing schedule online at hawaiipublicradio.org.